This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every seat in the Kansas legislature, 125 of them in total in the House and 40 in the Senate, is up for election this year. Republicans are attempting to hold on to and hopefully expand their veto-proof majorities in both chambers. With us now to preview the election and review the key races to watch is Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. Brother, nice to have you. It was just a couple of weeks. Nice to have you back on the show.
Good evening, John.
It was fun. It's nice to be back behind a mic. But we had a little bit of fun when I had guest hosts in.
Wow, I kind of like Blake Carpenter being the host.
You would say that, though. Did he pay you to say that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So across the state, Republicans have 32 primaries, 12 in the Senate, 20 in the House, while Democrats have 11 contested primaries. I guess there just aren't enough liberals for the liberals out there. 4 in the Senate and 7 in the House. Tell us some of the races that the listeners should be watching, should be taking an eye out.
So here in Sedgwick County, actually, we're in pretty good shape. And I say in South Central Kansas, we're in pretty good shape. Really, the ones we're watching here is, of course, Sandy Pickard.
Yep.
There's a Democrat primary in that district. And then whoever the winner is will go against Sandy. Sandy's out there working right now.
Yep, my wife and I were knocking for her a couple weeks ago. Good responses.
Absolutely. No, it's going very, very well with her. We had 4 folks here in the Wichita, Sedgwick County area, actually South Central Kansas, that did not have a race. So Susan Humphries, Bill Riley, Leo Delperdang, and Joe Seiwert got by without
us. And our buddy Blake.
And Blake, 5.
Yeah, 5.
That's
yep,
5.
Yep. I don't know. How is it Blake keeps getting these?
You know,
these
this is his
passes?
Second. This
I'm going to move into Derby and run against him next time.
This is his second cycle to not have a race.
I know.
Actually, it's good, though, because we can use Blake. He'll go across the state helping others.
I called him after that, and I said, when are the Democrats going to realize that you're one of the hardest working guys in speaking?
He is. He literally, during the last election cycle, he went up and spent, I don't know, a month,
I think it was. In Kansas City, yeah.
In Kansas City, working for those
They
up
should
there.
Run against him just for no other reason than to keep him from helping everybody else.
So when I saw that, I thought, hey, we've got our guy back out on the road. He'll be working. So
do you feel
thing.
Confident? Based Probst, I know, Doughton Hutch.
Yeah, so we got somebody. Yeah,
there.
We actually have a primary there. We think we'll have the right guy win that one. And then Probst going to have a tough time winning this time.
For the listeners, Probst is the Democrat in a district in Hutchinson that really should be a Republican.
It is a Republican district. It's just that he's been there for, 6 years now, I believe it is.
So, do you feel confident that we can pick that one up?
I think we can. I think that one's we've got a good guy that they went out and recruited. There's actually 2 in, and one that just showed up and one that was recruited. And I think the guy that's recruited probably will end up winning that one.
So, you know, Laura Kelly's, I think it's, I've heard multiple figures on how much she's raised in her PACs. I've heard as much as $8 million, but bottom line is she's going to have a lot of money.
It's not that big. Her middle-of-the-road PAC, I've heard somewhere close to $2 million.
Okay, $2 million.
We're going to raise $1.5 million for RHCC, Republican House Campaign Committee. And that's what we use to defend and also go on offense and win some new seats. So we'll have 1.5 million there. And then there's, you know, there's some favorable PACs out there that'll help us out. So I'm thinking there's probably going to be close to 2 million on our side that we'll be using. And plus everything that our candidates go out there and raise on their own. So we should be in pretty good shape.
So obviously her goal is to break those supermajorities in either or both chambers so that she can get her agenda through. That's really what it comes down to. So you stop vetoing things like, transgender sports and things like that. That's what she wants. She wants to get her agenda through.
That's her job. And our job is to keep her from doing that.
Do you think she can accomplish that?
I do not. I think that when the smoke settles and everything is out there and open, I think that we will be at 87. That's my prediction.
That's a pickup then.
I think we'll pick up 2, maybe 3 seats. We might lose one, but I think we'll pick up enough that we could have a net 87. I think the Senate's going to do fine too.
I was going to say, what about the lower chamber?
Yeah, I think the Senate is going to do very well. They will. They've certainly got good candidates and they work hard. I don't think they've raised quite as much money as we have, but of course, then they're 40 and we're 85 right now, so
right.
We've got twice as many members as they have. Actually, that's not true. We've probably got 3 times because they've only got 29.
Right.
One of the races that everybody is going to watch, John, is in the Senate, and it's
Pyle. Yep, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it's Pyle and the 2 others that are running against him. I wish there was only one. Wish it wasn't a 3-way. A heads up battle would be much better for us seeing Pyle go bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Pyle's like a tick. He's going to be hard to get
out. But I actually think that there's, from what I'm hearing, from evidence of the door knocking so far, people are tired of Pyle. So I think Pyle's going to have a tough road.
Good.
So I think we could actually see him be gone. And if he is, that just changes the whole complexion in the Senate.
Well, and there's other changes that we may see shiftings to the conservative side. I mean, you've got like Younger and some other races in the House, over in the Senate, Olson being gone, Stefan being gone. Oh, yeah. There's some other changes that it's still R to R, but it's a more manageable, let's be nice and say, a more team-oriented R versus some of these Rs that have just been, pains in the patoots.
Oh, yeah. So Younger is actually gone. He's moved. He doesn't own a house in that district anymore. We'll probably see him resign soon.
John Dahl, there's another one in
absolutely
the Senate that just have been difficult.
We need to get Marty Long back out in Ulysses. We need to get him back, and if we get him back, that's going to be awesome. One of the interesting things is Mark Schreiber up in Emporia hasn't had a primary, and I can't remember.
I remember. I served. Mark sat right in front of me on the House floor,
and he picked up a primary. So we'll see how that one goes.
There's somebody I might need to send some money to. I know that's really the key here. If I mentioned it in the monologue, if folks can, they really need to help. They need to write a check if they can.
Yeah, here and you can certainly support your candidate in your district, but you can also give to the county party. Our county party is an active party, and they need money, so they need help. They've recruited candidates, and they want to help those candidates. So there's a lot of opportunity. And truly, if you just go talk to the county party, they'll tell you where they need your help, whether it's manpower, whether it's phone banking, whether it's money. They'll tell you exactly where they need help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. I know we're kind of coming up towards the end of the segment, but as many of our listeners know, Governor Kelly's called for the special session to be held later this month on the 18th. I know that you and Ty have said that tax relief is absolutely number one focus.
It is.
But yes, there's been a lot of talk about the star bond proposal to draw the Chiefs and now the Royals to move to Kansas. Are you at all afraid of getting distracted by this issue?
Not at all. Actually, Ty and I have made it absolutely clear that tax relief, us getting a tax relief package, is the number one thing. It has been ever since we left session and we knew that she was going to call us back. We've talked about it. We certainly have had discussions with the governor's staff. Again, you know, they moved the goalpost on us every time.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
That goalpost has been moved again. We kind of know where it's at. We hope she doesn't move it further. But I think that if she doesn't, I think we are going to be very close to where she says she would like to see it. And we expect her to sign this bill. And I say that every interview I do.
You said that the last time.
We expect her to sign this bill. So tax is the number one issue. The other one is kind of new, and quite frankly, we have to wait and see where the votes are at. If there's enough votes to bring that up, we'll bring it up. If there's not, we're not going to bring it up.
So let's talk about the proposal. There's been a lot of information. There's been misinformation going around about the proposal.
Lots of misinformation.
For those who don't know what STAR bonds are, it stands for sales tax and revenue bonds. They're a financing tool that allows Kansas cities to use state and local sales tax revenue to fund major commercial, entertainment, and tourism projects. The bonds are then paid off using the increased sales tax generated in the area. STAR bonds can help pay for property acquisition, site preparation, infrastructure, and related attractions. Typically, Dan, these STAR bond projects require the developer to put up 50% of the investment. I know there's been speculation on this package. Some have said it's going to be 100%. Basically, the developer won't have to put up any money.
I can tell you it's not 100%.
So they are going to have to put some in.
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. And we don't know exactly what that mix is going to be. We're going to find out when we see the bill and certainly see, you know, some of the proposals. But it's going to be a maximum of 75%.
Okay,
instead
so
of
they'll
a maximum
have to at
50.
Least put in some of it, which is good.
Yes,
that means
are.
That the Chiefs
they
or the Hunts or whoever. Yeah,
and the figure
Royals.
That's kind of been thrown out there by Sean Tarwater is $500 million. I don't know if that's the figure or not, but that's what he's set up in Kansas City. So he's our guy, so I assume he knows what he's talking about.
While the stadium district qualify for other state or local subsidy programs, or is this really the only?
Okay, no, so. And people need to understand that this project is what STAR bonds was made for. The Kansas Speedway is the best STAR bond project that has ever been done, and it paid off. In fact, all of the projects that have paid off all paid off early. Not a single, and this is misinformation that's being put out there, not a single STAR bond has went belly up, not a single one. Even the Prairie Fire, which has not done well up in Kansas City, they missed one payment, but they are still paying. So Prairie Fire is gone and they're bringing a new attraction in and they believe the new attraction will go on ahead and make that truly a viable project. So the projects have done well. And so think about that. This is a tool, and it truly is a tool that it's like a user fee. If you go, so let's say the Chiefs do come to Kansas. If you go to the Chiefs area, you go that area and you buy things, all the sales tax from the things that are purchased in that area.
Concessions or foam fingers or whatever.
Everything. Yeah, okay. Retail establishments, everything. Those sales tax revenues will go to pay off those star bonds. Not anything, nothing, zero comes from the state general fund, and the taxpayers are not on the hook for it. There's been a lot of misinformation saying that the state's on the hook for it, the cities are on the hook for it, the counties are on the hook for it. Not at all. The person who takes the risk is the bondholder, and they evaluate that risk, and they decide if it's worth it, and then they buy the bonds. If they buy the bonds, then they've accepted the risk. That risk is never on the taxpayer. Taxpayer has no risk in this. What a great way to do it. This is the prime way to do a project like this. And we look at this project to be similar to the Speedway project that went very well. This one will go very well, too.
Are you at all concerned? And you know, I've been through special sessions. I've been through regular sessions. Are you at all concerned with the objection that says it should be done through regular order, through the committee process, going through hearings, feedback, you know, as opposed to a special session? That's the one thing that sticks up for me that I don't
know. So we will have a hearing. We're going to have a joint hearing on the Monday, and that hearing will probably go longer than a hearing that would have been in the, you know what a hearing is like?
An hour and a half at most.
And literally, Sean has been given the whole day.
Okay,
and
so
And I've told him, I said, you need to take as long as it takes to vet this project and make sure it's right and make sure everybody on that committee understands it. Well, that doesn't happen during regular sessions.
No,
so when they talk about regular order, you get an hour and a half.
Yeah, literally an hour and a half.
That's all you get.
For both sides.
That's right.
Yeah.
For both sides. They may do this for 4 or 5 hours on that day.
Okay, so that is more time than
regular. Well, they're going to have much more time than we would during regular order. I mean, this is really the best situation. They're going to get a vet it well on Monday, on Tuesday. If there's the votes, we'll bring it up. If there's not, we're not going to bring it up.
Well,
simple as that.
It sounds like you're giving it a fair time. We are going to, next Sunday, we're going to have proponents and opponents on this. We'll have someone from the Scoop and Score group.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have someone from the opposition group come on the show separately. I don't want to deal with a debate or anything. We're just going to have each of them come on for a segment, and we'll discuss it out. We'll see how it goes. Either way, Dan, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us at all, as always. If folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do so? What's the best way for them to get your newsletter, that kind of stuff?
Am I done? Is this all I get?
That's all you get, man.
Wow, dude, you need to give me more time.
I got Stephanie sitting right here. She got a campaign to run, brother.
It's danhawkinskansas.com. They can go on my website, go down to the bottom of the landing page, and they can sign up for my newsletter. Comes out every Friday morning by email. I think I've got 12,000 now on my newsletter distribution list. So.
Wow. I need to get your distribution list. Dan, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend, as always.
Thanks, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.